Sunday school lessons, hope for the hopeless. Sometimes later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for one of Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near to the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who has there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get healed?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which it took place was a Sabbath. The story is set in a city of Jerusalem. In Jesus' day, the Jewish calendar contained three high and holy days: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. If we're a devout Jew living within 6 miles of Jerusalem, you were expected to attend them now. When Jesus got to Jerusalem, he entered the city by the Sheep Gate and went to the pool of Bethesda nearby. The Sheep Gate still stands today. It was called the Sheep Gate because shepherds would drive their sheep into Jerusalem through this gate. And on over the pool of Bethesda to the right, which means House of Mercy, where they would be washed before taking to the temple for sacrifice. According to John, Jesus met a man who had been coming to the pool of Bethesda for 38 years in hopes of being healed. Because he was paralyzed, he had no means of getting into the water on his own, much less getting there first. And so Jesus asked, "Do you want to be made well?" Why Jesus asked him if he wished to get well? Jesus wasn't take the man simple about the physical well-being. Jesus also cared for the man's spiritual well-being. When you think about it, 38 years is a long time to wait for a miracle, especially when the conditions were so obviously impossible to meet. From the man's own admission, he had no hope of reaching the water before the others. You have to wonder why he kept coming back. Day after day and year after year, he was in need of a miracle. What did the man appear to believe about the water? People who were sick or disabled would gather around the pool of Bethesda because they believed the waters would heal them. Did you notice that your translation probably left out verse 4? Verse 4 is true to be a later addition to the gospel narrative, as it provides the folk's tale of explanation for why the pool of Bethesda was so special. The legend has it that an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up water. However, stepping the first after stirring off a water was made well from whatever disease that person had. Why was Jesus' command to this man to get up and walk so important? Jesus didn't pray for the man, he commands him with a word of power. When Jesus spoke, the man's legs suddenly strengthened and he found himself standing. It was so much a matter of obedience or faith, but an instinctive response to a sudden healing and the realization has begun to stand. Jesus' command made it possible for a man's healing, and this is the good news. The stories remind us there is hope for the hopeless. Conclusion: may God Himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 to 28.